Speaking Freedom presents Speaking Freedom Radio.
This is Speaking Freedom and we walk the walk.
My mommy, she's my hero. She's the greatest in the whole world.
It's the love gang here and you're in luck. If you've been hurt, then we'll fix you up. It's okay. Don't be afraid. Casey really knows her stuff.
Providing advanced spiritual studies and personal developmental insight. Brought to you by Love Gang and Speaking Freedom. We thank you and we look forward to helping you grow in all the areas of your life. We hope that you find all the information needed for your growth. God bless. Please listen to all disclaimers provided. If you are currently under physician's care, please maintain that relationship. It's not intended to stop your current treatment plan. If you need physician care, please seek out medical attention. Please note, all results are based on the individual's ability to adapt and adjust to any given environment and situation. We are not responsible for your results at Speaking Freedom. The Life Enhancement Coaches at Speaking Freedom provide information to help you grow. You are responsible for maintaining that growth, taking on and then applying the information to your individual life as you deem needed and necessary. May contain and explain explicit content. Please use parental discretion. For best results, you will need an open mind, the ability to research, and a balanced lifestyle.
Welcome to Speaking Freedom, healing hearts around the world. Please check your baggage and come right along this way.
Oh, you better come prepared. You scared, call the ram.
I think that we should see a therapist.
Honey, black people don't go to therapy.
Be regular therapy. There are limitations and things that you have to maintain in order to get your client to the desired outcome and destiny. However, with life coaching, especially with life enhancement coaching, we use the client to develop, to grow, and to bring out the best in themselves. We are simply a tool to help you learn how to make better decisions. Not just one decision, not just today, but for the rest of your life. Encouraging each person through each trial and tribulation.
Speaking freedom. Speaking freedom, giving you the answer to be free, be free, be free, 'cause we're speaking freedom, and we're live, online, with my Casey.
Hey everybody, this is Speaking Freedom Radio. I am your host and life enhancement coaching specialist. As a life enhancement coaching specialist, what I do is I help you to advance and enhance your life, deemed needed and necessary by the information that I give and I share with you. Most of our subjects come from social media, most times. However, today's show is going to be about Speaking Freedom, Good Head Group, and Love Game. We are going to tell you, give you a little bit of insight about the method to the madness. Overall, hopefully this show will be helpful in helping you to assess your goals, figure out how you can be involved with Speaking Freedom and what we get going on. But overall, today's show is really going to be about helping you to understand who we are, what we do, and why we do what we do. So literally, Speaking Freedom is a virtual life enhancement coaching center. And when I say a virtual life enhancement coaching center, that means that we help people online in the aspects of coaching them through their lives. And when we do that, we really do that in hopes to further not just what they think, but how they think. In my opinion, as a life enhancement coaching specialist, I have a degree in applied management with an emphasis in psychology. I did start my master's, but I had to stop because life happened. However, with enhancement, it is very important to have the ability to help people think.
life coaching is not about being a person that solves all your problems or gives you the answers to the things that you need to know. Now, I cannot speak for all life coaches, but generally speaking, a life enhancement coach is what I am. I help guide you into first healing, understanding yourself, understanding whatever situation that you are in. I also make it very important that you are open and willing to heal anything that you've ever faced in your life that could be causing you to get the results that you do not want to receive for yourself. Like, no matter what you're doing, you're getting results. Whether you're going to work every day, that paycheck is your result. If you going to school, the degree is your results. The grades are your results. So the goal with Speaking Freedom is to get things along the lines of, if I am not getting what I want now, how do I change something in order to get that? And sometimes that comes by way of healing. Now, as a life enhancement coaching specialist, healing is the intricate part. I deem myself the cardiologist of the emotionally scarred or injured. And now, not all scars are deep. Not all scars need stitches. Not all scars demand that you suffer. You can get a scratch. Normally, even that will leave a scar. You can get a you can have a broken bone that may not leave a scar, but internally you is jacked up. So as a cardiologist of the emotionally scarred, and as a life enhancement coaching specialist, what I take my role is to not only help you to think better about business or get further in life in one area, or, you know, like, I'm not business focused. I'm not necessarily career focused. I am not necessarily going to fix your financial needs. Those are not my things. I'm not going to tell you how to do this or do that necessarily. Now, what I will do is if I see something in you, for you, or something that's in your near future, then what I do is I help you to see that. I help you to make that a reality for yourself. I do that by encouraging you to listen to whatever it is that your truth is telling you, to where your truth guides you to. And when you get to a place where your truth guides you, then you are able to make decisions that you cannot be talked out of, decisions that you cannot be made to feel bad. Your life, then you're not feeling bad because you want to do it. You're feeling bad because you're doing it not to mess up somebody else's view of you or their version of you or what they think that you should be. And life coach is really understanding yourself, who you are, what you may need spiritually, financially. Now, the thing with life enhancement coaching is that the goal is to address your entire. We don't become part of it, and you're still hurting over here. I have been doing relates to your wholeness and your healing and childhood and range and it can be a death or a so the goal is to meet you with
the okay. for whatever reason, all technical issues that could happen is happening while I'm talking about this. So either I'm talking about it and God is pleased and the devil is mad, or, you know, the negative spirit that controls the internet or something. But anyways, so I started using the advantage of having dreams and seeing things to help other people. And for a long time, I wrote a book back in 2006, It's My Time. Right after I wrote it and was getting ready to start promoting it, I ended up doing other things. Like, I just, life got the best of me. You know, when you get a little bit of success, it's easy for things to be introduced to you to kind of distract you. So I got distracted, end up getting married, and then I had children. But after I had, dreams, and I don't know what it means. Very strange dreams. To help people, oh, excuse me, you guys, like, everything technically that could go wrong is going wrong. And just a minute ago, this wasn't working. So now we on and popping again. Okay, so what I've decided to do overall is Speaking Freedom is the Life Enhancement Coaching Center portion of what I do. There is also Good Head Group and Love Gang. Good Head Group and Love Gang is actually one company, but it has two separate portions of the one company. Love Gang is the affiliation program in which we help people, and when we help people, whatever it is that we do to help each individual or company or business or whatever the case may be, or whatever ideal is used to further somebody else's vision or company, in turn, the goal is to have them to donate to a nonprofit organization outside of themselves and their household. Now, I say outside of themselves and in their household because it's easy to give to a nonprofit that is directly affiliated with you or to give into your own home. Like, you got to go find something else. So that's part of it. Now, what I do, almost everything that I do is really for free because this is a business. Because it's free does not mean that it's not a business. It is better for me to not be money-driven than purpose-driven. So this business is paid within purpose, within fulfilling the promise that I believe that God placed me on earth for. Speaking Freedom is fulfilled, and it accommodates everything that needs to be accommodated, and it helps everyone that needs to be helped. And the goal, the conceptual goal for Speaking Freedom is to be bigger than Mother Teresa, like so giving, so loving, so optimistic to where I become the center of resource. Like, if God is the source, then I am the resource, and everybody feeds from me. And but because it is not a you have to pay for this and you have to pay for that, the goal is to be to affect your life in such a way to where you give into the brand, you give into the business, you know, like, you give credit where credit is due, you do what you're supposed to do to further the culture. The goal overall is to bring about a culture of change that is influenced by love, influenced by respect, and influenced by trust. But we have to do a lot of healing in this country in order to get to where we need to be. And, you know, like, that is my goal. My goal is a new world order of love. Like, so positivity, good vibes, and just making sure that you're doing what's right because it's right, and you're not purposefully hurting people. You're not intentionally bringing harm to somebody. And then if you do, understand the karma that comes with that. Understand what happens when you sow those seeds, when you create those things, when you operate that way. And then, you know, kind of go from there. Like, so that's the way speaking. Like, I have about six, seven, I probably have more notebooks than I can get a hold to in my hands of the way that Speaking Freedom was supposed to run. I do have movies that I want to write. I do have shows that I want to create. I do want to own businesses, several of them. I do want to create my own stuff. However, I am also happy with supplying the demand of creation for everybody, or, you know, no matter who it is. So thing I wanted to talk about was the cycle. So the way we do things in the scouting portion of what we do, scouting kind of falls up under Love Gang and Good Head Group. Good Head Group really is saying that, yes, we may be able to give good head, but we are also smart and intelligent as well. We are intelligent beings, both male and female. And we just are good at everything that we do, including sexual enjoyment. So with that, scouting. Scouting is very broad. We do scouting for talent. We do scouting for for services. We do scouting for, like, you know, everything that you can think of, we can scout and try to find you what you need in order to be the best of whatever it is that you're trying to be. It is a treat to refer people to other people and say what would be good or what would be great for a company, and for that thing to work, for those things to launch off and take on their own wings. But the goal is to make sure that as you reach higher, you're able to teach someone more, that you're also giving back, that you're also planting those good seeds because you're in a position to help people. So we don't want you to be silent. If we help you, then your goal is to help other people. And that's a part of the love game, you know, portion of it, is being able to say, okay, we've helped you. Now you're teaming up with us to help us help other people. And if we all team up to help each other together, then we're creating a band of positive energy that will be unstoppable, because I help you, you help me, we help them, they help, you know, and it goes, and you're spreading love and you're spreading light. But it's there are terms and conditions to it. You cannot be a negative person. You can't be into drama. You can't be always starting stuff. You can't be the goal is to be positive. The goal is to affect the world in a positive way. So if you're not positive, then you're not the love gang. If you're not talking about helping people, if you're not, you know, putting people in position to win, then you are not a part of what we have going on. If you're not giving credit where credit is due, if you're dogging people, if you're doing wrong just to be, you know what I'm saying, wrong or to make yourself look good, you are not, I don't care how long you've been around, I don't care how many times we helped you, I don't care how many songs you created that got punchlines from me, if you don't live by the code, then you are not a part of what we are building, plain and simple. And that's really just how that part goes. Now, Love Gang is still new. Good Head Group is still new. We are building a school within Good Head Group that's going to address some very developmental points for anybody from ages, you know, as young as 5 to as old as 110 if you live that long. So we're developing these classes to teach people self-love, to teach people how to be purposeful in all they're doing, to teach people the thinking patterns that are slowing them down and what can be done to progress them. The goal is to help you think better in a way that will affect every decision that you will ever make. So if you were doing this because of something, or if you had this habit because of this, there's nothing wrong with whatever it is that you're doing, but making sure that you know how to change your behavior by healing yourself. Sometimes the healing that you need is what is causing you to keep going that way. Like if a woman say, I don't know why I keep getting these guys that's like this, or I don't know why, or a dude say, I don't know why I keep going back to jail. Like you doing something to go to jail. And if you're not, then it's something around you that you need to fix within yourself so that you can get that energy, get that vibe away from you. So, again, the goal of Speaking Freedom is to be conceptually bigger than Mother Teresa. That means that we have to love a lot of people. We have to help a lot of people. We have to do a lot of good. we might have to take a little bad in order to help some people. And then sometimes, well, I'm not never sacrificing my life in order to help nobody. However, I've done that before when I went to war, and I won't do it again unless, you know, with my kids. And they ain't gonna put me in a position to, you know, sacrifice my life, because we live right, we do right, we treat people right, and we help everybody that we can possibly help to become better. And everything that we get involved in prospers and does very well. Everything that we've ever said would happen, that was good, it was good, and it helped the people grow. Everything that we've ever did and been involved in the least bit, or everything that we've said would be great, and every ideal has been dope, and it has worked. I cannot prostitute myself for a check. I won't prostitute my purpose for a check. And I'm not saying that what you're doing is prostituting your purpose or yourself if you do what you love to get a check. I just pray that I would never have to prostitute myself in order to get a check. I don't want to be controlled by money. So if it means that I might not have to, you know, get money the way everybody else get money, so that I don't be controlled by money the way everybody else is controlled by money, then I'm cool with that. And I'll just have to, you know, ask God to direct me on a different path to get my stacks. And then when it's stacked, you know, I'm going to flip that and come right back. You know, so it's not that I don't want to get paid. It's that I don't want to be dependent on people. Because if you're dependent on somebody to feed you, then that person can also starve you. And none of you niggas is going to be able to starve me. It's nobody that I'm going to be like, okay, I'm going to put everything that I got going on in your hands, and I'm going to trust you to then go and do everything that I could do. Because I've tried to trust people, you know, to be upright. Like, I shouldn't have to have a contract with you for you to do good things. You know what I'm saying? Like, I shouldn't have to force you to want to do good around the people that surround you. If I got to force you, like if I got to make a contract with you in order for you to want to then go and do the right thing, then you didn't really want to do the right thing. You're only doing it because it's a contract. And if it wasn't no contract, you wouldn't do it. It's just like, for me, that's just like how I feel like about getting paid. Like, if you really wanted me to have something, you would make sure that I have it. I shouldn't have to beg you or make a contract with you in order to pay me what you know my value is. If you really see me as valuable, then you would make sure you know what I'm saying, you handle that, whatever it is, however that is going to be handled. But when you put, it has to be done this certain way so that you're obligated to do it, then you're not doing it because you really want to do it. You're doing it because you feel obligated to do it, because if you wasn't obligated to do it, you wouldn't do it. So you don't want to do it. I don't want nobody to do nothing for me that they don't want to do. Ever in life. I don't want to make you feel like, oh, well, she did this, so I better do this. No, 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 no. If you don't want to do it from the depths of your heart, then keep it. I don't want it. Please take it back. Jack, like that. That's a fact. Nah, like seriously, like I don't like to ask for stuff. Like I don't want to meet a guy, and this is my mindset. I'm not telling my business. I'm telling my mindset. I'm telling the way I think. I don't want to meet a guy and say, oh, these are the things I like. If you could become this, then we could be together. No, I want to meet a guy, and he's already the things that I like. He don't have to become somebody else to be what I need. I don't want to make this be, okay, well, because if you start doing the things that you put involve money in, money ends up ruining it. Or money controls it. So if the money don't go there, but if God say go there, I got to go there. So it don't matter. And if God say don't deal with that person, it don't matter how much money you offer me, I'm not dealing with that person. So my mindset is different. The way I run my business is different. We are not profiting company. We're not non-for-profit, but we, you know what I'm saying, finagling the taxes and, you know what I'm saying, doing the, no, this is real not-for-profit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's a difference. My goal is not to profit off of you as much as it is to grow you. I like growing people. I like helping people become better people. When you become a better person, 9 times out of 10, you're going to get some business about yourself. I'm not responsible for the business that you get about yourself. I am more responsible for the type of person that you become over the time that you are involved or around me. My goal is to help you become a better person. I don't care if you do something that makes billions of dollars. If what I helped you with can help you make billions of dollars, then hey, I'm glad that you made billions of dollars. Do what you please with your billions. But don't try to convince me that you fool with me or you're messing with me or, you know what I'm saying, you happy. We're not playing those fake shit games at Speaking Freedom. It is what it is. You let people do what they want to do and you will see what they rather do. And if you rather do that, then I'm doing this. And this is the way that I run my business. And just because I don't want to take your money because you're ignorant or because you need healing, I don't want to take your money because you got problems. I don't want to take your money because your mother hurt you. I don't want to take your money because your daddy wasn't there. I don't want to take your money because you had a problem getting a job and now you're trying to figure out how to get your life back on track. I don't want to take your money because you dang gone had an abusive boyfriend and now you don't know what to do and now you don't trust yourself no more. I don't want to take your money because you've been hurt before. And if that makes my business not a business, then you call it what you want to call it. But I bet you I'm effective. I bet you I help you heal. I bet you see some change you've been praying for and the things that you've been wishing all your life will happen. I bet that. I bet you we still be creative. I bet you I'm going to always be me. So whether or not somebody is paying me to be me, I'm going to be me. And I hope this doesn't sound aggressive for the new listeners or, you know, people that don't know and ain't been around. It gets frustrating to be as dope as I am, to know how dope I am, to accept and embrace how dope I am, but to really want to see other people be dope and they try to act like you don't know how dope you are. Like, I know who I am, but I want you to know who you are more than I know who I am. And I don't want you to pay to know who you are because I know who I am. Because I know who I am, I want to see you be better. I want to see you get more. I want to see the best for you. What's the best that's yet to come? Let's stop getting the coming and let's get it here. But how are we going to get it here? Well, let me show you what I learned. Let me show you how I started manifesting. Let me show you how I learned to focus. You want me to charge you, teach you to be you? Okay, that's what you want me to do. But that's not me, though. Because guess what? If I start needing clients, if I start depending on your money, then I got to keep you coming. Or I got to keep you sending new people. But you still got to come around because now I'm dependent on you being my money. I don't want you to be my money. I want my money to be my money. I don't want you to be a ticket. You're not at Speaking Freedom and Speaking Freedom, Love Gang, Good Head Group. You are a soul in a body. We play with money. I want to reach your soul. That shit ain't got nothing to do with no money. It ain't no money that can offer to reach your soul, to help you become the best you that you could be. To help you love yourself without the ass shots, without the titties, without the all this extra stuff that people get so that they feel better about who they are. People don't like themselves. I want you to love yourself. There are people out here that are beautiful people and go get surgery. Well, maybe they didn't feel beautiful. I want your soul to know who you are. I don't care about the exterior as much as I care about the interior. And that's more important than a dollar to me, because if you get healed, if you know who you are, if you strong in your purpose, then guess what? You going to want somebody else to be strong. Now, it's not on me if you charge people for what you got for free. That's between you and God. If you charge people for what was given to you, that has nothing to do with the person that gave it to you. That's a you in God situation. Now, God may not tell you to do what I do the way that I do, and I'm cool with that. But, you know, what I do is something that's deeper than money could ever reach. It's something that's deeper than any pocket, you know what I'm saying, you could ever see. It's deeper than the ocean. It's higher than any of the highest peaks. What I got going on right here is to reach the depths of your being. I'm beyond whatever money can buy. It'd be nice. Everything else is a bonus at this point. We're talking about bonuses. And we're talking about living good, enjoying life, having whatever you want, however you want it, if you manifest it right. I don't know whatever else nobody else talking about, but I'm talking about the good life. Like, the no worries, no sorrows. Like, for real, though. Not, oh, God got me, and you struggling for real. Not being challenged, but struggling. To be struggling means that you're fighting with something. Not that you're just overcoming it little by little, but you're struggling. You don't even know how to. You know what I'm saying? You struggling. Oh, my God, what's going on? Oh, my God, what's going on? But when you're overcoming challenges, that means that you're taking the necessary steps to get to where you need to be. And even though it may not be easy, you're still going, you're still moving, you're still building, you're still doing more. Speaking freedom helps you get there. So what are your goals? What do you want to do? What do you want to be? Have you ever had a dream that came true? Now apply it to you. Give every advice that you would ever give somebody else, apply it to your life and see where it leads you to. Every criticism that you get for somebody else, apply it to yourself and see where you at. Then live by it. And in the things that you judging other people about that you ain't got yourself together on, get yourself together. Stop running from yourself. Stop using alcohol as a cure-all to what's really going on in your heart. I'm not judging you. Drink as much as you want, but you know you're killing your liver. Take as much pills. Pop as many pills as you need to feel good, nigga. Like, oh, you feel good? You're killing yourself. And it may not happen overnight, but, you know, over time, you can't press with wine. The goal of speaking freedom is to help you grow. I ain't got time to sugarcoat it with you. I don't want to wait till you can save up and pay me. And I don't want to take all your money for it either. I don't want you to pay me to learn how to be you. To learn how to love yourself. Like, that's a gift, baby. This is the gift that keep on giving. And keep on giving. So where is my money going to come from? Yeah. I guess I'm going to have to write some books. I guess maybe when I go put together this school, some of the classes, the materials at least, you're going to have to buy. I guess when I, you know what I'm saying, write these books and do these movies and all this other stuff, the ideals that I haven't shared, because there's a lot of stuff that I shared that has been produced and came out and made millions and billions of dollars. But I'm not connected to any of it. Am I mad? Nope. I learn. Why get mad when you can learn and do something different? It's a blessing to see babies that I was like, oh, wow, I knew that baby was coming. I seen that one in a dream. I knew that was a boy before anybody even knew. It's a pleasure. It's a treat. But I'm not going to parade it around and, you know what I'm saying, hang nothing over nobody's head. Nah. I helped you fix your life. I helped you fix your marriage. I helped you fix your business. I helped you to expand. It's a blessing to watch something I said come and manifest. Some things I had nothing to do with. Some things that I seen that was going to manifest, I did nothing to help other than to see it manifest. I don't expect nothing from nobody because you got to do the work. But just know, whatever seeds you sow are the seeds that grow. And you got to live with the results of what's manifested from it. What are you manifesting? What are you setting yourself up for? What are you putting in place to get you to where you want to be? What are your dreams? What are your hopes? How are you going to get there? Who's going to help you to love you without charging you? And will still promote you. And will put you in a position to be whatever you want to be in, because I've helped almost everybody that you want to be. Hopefully, this message was, this show was very helpful. We kept having technical difficulties. So, yeah. But I think that everything went well. I definitely want you to be encouraged. I want you to understand and you to know exactly what Speaking Freedom is about. I want you to understand why we don't charge. I just don't want to make you pay to teach you to love you. I think that you should be taught that. I think that everybody should be taught to love themselves. So conceptually, if there is a person that I was trying to be like or better than, this is what I'm reaching for. It would be Mother Teresa, I think. I'm confident in it. My goal is to be the world-renowned resource, somebody that is known for helping people. Like, if you go on my social media, I normally post on my social media my different goals. Like, I have a list of goals. And on this list of goals, let me see. I'm going to see if I can find it. To be known globally for helping others, recognize, and earn tons of money, becoming extremely wealthy. To be known globally for helping others. I want a Nobel Prize. I want some shit that regular people ain't really, you know, even thinking about. Those are my goals. My goals is to be the person that helps so many people to do so much good in the world and spread the most positive message ever spread in life and change the world from it. That's my goal. My goal is not to be the best in the U.S. My goal is not to be the best internationally. My goal is to be the best ever. Like, ever, ever. Ever, 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 ever. I want to be known for being the positive change that the world needed. She really set the example for how to be positive, for how to take situations and circumstances and make the best of it. She was the epitome of life coaching specialist ever. That's what I want by my name. She was a founder of spiritual human behavior, and it became the one thing that changed society forever for the best. Like, my mind is just somewhere else. My mind ain't where your mind is, baby. get your mind somewhere, you know. Like, and I'm not saying there's something wrong if that's not what you want to do, but don't knock me because this is what I have, you know, in my view. So, like, I needed to say that because so many times I feel the energy of people. It's like, well, you're not a real business if you're not making money, and you're not successful if you're not making X amount of dollars. But they're not happy, or, you know what I'm saying, they still got issues, still, you know what I'm saying, like, or they controlled by the dollar. They can't, guess what? If y'all don't pay them, if y'all don't go support their business, they ain't going to have no business. So if they make humans stop working and money becomes, you know what I'm saying, a lesser, or it transitions into something else. A lot of people that, you know what I'm saying, like, I just don't want to be driven by money. And me not being driven by money doesn't mean that I will never make money or have money. But that's not the driving force in me helping people. And I'm okay with that. It only gets frustrating sometimes because I know I could be a millionaire right now. But, like, most of the stuff that y'all see now wouldn't even be what it is right now if I just held on to all those ideals until I ran into somebody that could possibly, potentially help me. You know what I'm saying? If I never help nobody, if I never share any thought, any dream, any vision, if I never share the ideal, man, it'd be a lot. I don't even know what the world would be if I hadn't shared some of the stuff that I shared. Now, if you want to see some of the stuff I share, you can go to Instagram. On my Instagram is where I do all of my writing at. I do have a website. I do have a blog on that website. I like to write on Instagram because it's interactive. And you can see what's going on a lot more than people probably realize. But the way I run my business is best to where we honor public privacy. Public privacy is where I can talk about anything. I've talked about a lot of stuff, even in this video. But because of public privacy, I'm not saying name dropping. Oh, and this person is, and da-da-da-da-da. Like, you just have to know if you know. And if you don't know, there's nothing wrong. You can find out, but you just got to know. So, yeah. I hope that you are encouraged. I hope that you feel empowered listening to my other shows. If this is your first show, I apologize if it sounded like a rant. I'm just very passionate about helping people and seeing people grow. I'm very passionate about making sure that there's no barrier on helping people. Especially when I pray to be able to help people. I want to help as many people as possible. But if everybody, you know what I'm saying, priorities ain't, you know, the same, everybody's money ain't the same, whatever, 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 that's not going to stop me from being me. Like, money is not going to stop me from being me. I'm going to be me regardless. This is me. This is not a job like I had to go and study to be me. No, I'm just me. And if just who I am is a person that's very inquisitive, very conscious, very aware of self and my surroundings, and I'm very, you know, being inquisitive makes me research a lot. So I end up knowing a lot because I think a lot. And I think a lot, and the more you're exposed to, the more you can consider. Expose myself to a lot of things so that my mind isn't narrow-minded, so that I can help more people. Because if I can relate to more people and I can help more people, then the world changes faster. It's just the way it is. And I'm okay with it. But go to my Instagram, that's Speaking Freedom. There is a Good Head Group Visionary Instagram page, and there is a Speak Free Casey, I think. All three of those pages are active. All of them have my writings there. My work is there. Most of my work on most of my work on the Good Head Group Visionary and the Speak Love Free KC pages are from the last 2 years, and then everything from 2015 or 16, maybe the beginning of 2015 to 2012, or whenever I first signed up for Instagram, is on the Speaking Freedom page. But I have been uploading to Speaking Freedom recently, as I am trying to filter through and delete posts that are not, that doesn't have a caption or me talking. Like, I got a lot of throwaway posts, but a lot of my ideals and suggestions are on those pages. So, but that's it. Like, I'm going to do another show or something, you know, when I can, probably later on this afternoon. But for right now, I'm hungry. I'm going to go eat and do this behind-the-scenes show on the Gram TV. And hopefully you have a good day.
We are kings. We are God. But how you get them to believe it when they don't believe in anything? We're gonna save some lives, and it's our time. We haven't church in a while. Like God's doctor in the streets, the Holy Ghost used me to set him free. If love is the new religion, the hate is sinning, we stay winning. Just handling God's business, we ain't tripping. No bread to be dipping, disloyalty, get you to me missing. If you was looking and needed to know, I am the boss and the top general. Favorite position, I say CEO, ha 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 ha, if you didn't know.
What Speaking Freedom does online is provide general information for the culture to use to advance and improve. What we do privately is help individualize it for your needs and benefits. Grow with us.
Lesson advised. We look forward to working with you and assisting with all of your life enhancement goals. Thank you for trusting Good Head Group, Love Gang, and Speaking Freedom. We thank God for you and love you.
Speaking Freedom. Speaking freedom, giving you the answer to be free. Be free, be free. 'Cause we're speaking freedom. And we're live online with my KC.
This is Speaking Freedom, and we walk the walk.
My mommy, she's my hero. She's the greatest in the whole world.
This has been a Speaking Freedom production.